Hi, Donna. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you getting on?
Oh, hi, Paul. It's so nice to see you. Yeah, I haven't been out much lately.
Is it about your studies? Do you have an important deadline?
No, it's nothing of the kind. You know, I never have any problems at school.
Lucky you. It's not my case. I always have a lot of things overdue and never meet deadlines on any project.
Poor thing.
So what are you busy with?
You must promise me you won't laugh at me. To tell the truth, I've been watching Harry Potter, all the films, and then rereading the novels. I love Harry Potter so much.
Donna, I don't see why I should be laughing at you because of it. It's one of my favourite books.
Really? Oh, Paul, tell me what you thought of the films then. I reckon you've watched them. I think the actors are perfect.
Of course. Well, I think the films are excellent, due to the cast mainly, but I've also liked the settings and the costumes, but not as much as the cast.
I also think they picked a good place to shoot the film. The building of Hogwarts is stunning.
And as for me, I especially enjoyed the fact that they made the film so close to the book lines. I don't like it when they start playing with the original text. I think it spoils the whole thing. A film should follow the book, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know. I know some films where the changes of the original plot didn't make the movie any worse.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't come across such cases yet.
I say, Paul, if you are up to watching these films again, we can do it. I think it's on Channel 5 on Saturday.
Really? It's a great idea. I can bring popcorn and soda, and we can watch it at your place. Your TV set is bigger. It's best to watch such films on a big screen, of course, but I don't think there is any chance of that.
Okay. The first film starts at 1 p.m. I'll be waiting for you.
It's a date. I'll be on time. You have 15 seconds.